From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the role of American Catholics in picking a successor to Pope John Paul II. First, the lead. Today from Capitol Hill, where this week the judiciary committees of both the Senate and House are holding hearings on the Patriot Act. That's the law enacted after September 11th to make it easier for law enforcement agencies to go after terrorists. This morning, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez urged the Senate to renew every provision of the law.
All of us have the same objective, ensuring the security of the American people while preserving our civil liberties. I therefore hope that we will consider reauthorization in a calm and thoughtful manner. Our dialogue should be based on facts rather than exaggeration.
Critics, though, say the Patriot Act goes too far and undermines the constitutional protections of civil liberties. Some of the most contentious provisions are due to expire soon. The Bush administration wants to extend them. Joining us to talk about the hearings is NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. Ron, welcome back to the show, and remind us about this law. What does it cover?
Hello, Alex. Let me take you back to the anxious weeks immediately after September 11th in 2001, when the country was fearful that additional terrorist attacks were in the planning and about to be executed stage. This law gave the federal government new powers for searches, wiretaps, subpoenas for information, various surveillance techniques and investigative techniques to enable the government to go after terrorists in ways that had been previously prohibited by law or which simply had not been imagined by the law enforcement agencies that in the past had operated largely on their own and had not coordinated their efforts or shared information.
And which aspects of this law are set to expire?
There are 15 provisions in all that will expire as of December 31st of this year, if not renewed. Many of those have been the focus of the controversy, and three in particular that the Senate Judiciary Committee is talking about today have to do with secret warrants for information and searches carried out by intelligence agencies that suspect there might be some sort of terrorist activity underway in some organization. That's one. Another is the delayed notice of a particular search warrant being issued. In other words, something that goes out to enable a law enforcement agency to come into a business and take their records without them being notified in advance. These are sometimes called sneak and peek warrants, and that's another focus of the discussion today. And then a third one is sometimes called by critics the library provision, because it allows the searching of a particular institution or business's records, and it would extend even to libraries.
There weren't so many questions about this law back in the fall of 2001 when it passed, very popularly, I think.
Yes, well, it took just 45 days after 9/11 to get this passed. Huge margins in the House and Senate. In fact, in the Senate, there was only one no vote.
And Russell Feingold of Wisconsin.
Yes, and he was quite a lonely voice at the time. Now, today, he's among those who are going after these expiring provisions, particularly some of the ones I mentioned, but he has a lot more company now. There are two senators, Dick Durbin of Illinois, he's a liberal Democrat, and Larry Craig of Idaho, conservative Republican, who are introducing a bill of their own called the SAFE Act, which would restrain not only many of these expiring provisions, but much of the base law of the Patriot Act. And they've got the support of people you'd expect, like the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, and also of people you might not expect, like the American Conservative Union.
All right, Ron, we'll follow the action on Capitol Hill. Ron Elving, NPR Senior Washington Editor, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.